Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Football on off the ball.
Oh, I think they have to. I mean, what's the alternative? That they say it's like, no, you have to play him. Well, Schloss's response to that would be, well, okay, if you're picking the team, in what sense am I actually the coach, you know?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, there's the latest from the Mohamed Salah Liverpool fallout with the Egyptian left behind for their trip to Inter. We look ahead to the rest of tonight's Champions League action. Chelsea are also in Italy to take on Atalanta, and Spurs host Slavia Prague. And is Kobbie Mainoo really the future for Manchester United? But first today, Mo Salah won't play any part in Liverpool's game against Inter in the Champions League tonight, and he probably won't feature against Brighton in the Premier League at the weekend. It's believed Arne Slot, sporting director Richard Hughes, and the club's ownership made the call. Liverpool are now a bit light in attack, with Cody Gakpo and Federico Chiesa also ruled out. Gakpo will miss the next few weeks. Chiesa should be back at the weekend once he recovers from an illness. That means Hugo Ekitike, Alexander Isak, Rio Ngamoa and Florian Wirtz are the available forwards. Slot says he had no option but to leave Salah at home.
Usually I'm calm and polite, but that doesn't mean I'm weak. If a player has these commands about so many things, then it's about me, us as a club to react, and we reacted in a way you can see now that he's not here.
With speculation that Salah's played his last game for the Premier League champion, Slot says the door remains open for a return.
He was very respectful to my staff members, to his teammates, and he trained really hard. So to an extent, it was a surprise for me that when I heard after the game that he gave the comments he gave.
There's mixed reports on Liverpool's stance on Salah's future at the club. He signed a new contract earlier this year, which runs until the summer of 2027. Liverpool have been heavily linked with Bournemouth winger Antoine Semenyo, who, unlike Salah, didn't qualify for AFCON with Ghana. Salah's teammate Alisson says it's a difficult situation for everyone involved.
You share so many moments together, happy moments, sad moments. So that creates a bond between people. And I will have a conversation, but again, this is a... It's going to be private because it's personal.
Former Liverpool defender Jamie Carragher was on duty with Sky Sports last night and branded Salah's comments a disgrace.
You weren't a big star before you come to Liverpool. You haven't really won anything with Egypt anyway. And all that's telling you is, no matter how good a player you are, you need help from your teammates, your manager and fans. And I think that's really important that he remembers that.
And on the news round last night, Owen Sheehan was joined by Michael McCarthy and Stephen Doyle and perhaps felt the club's handling of the situation has only escalated things.
I was on Salah's side all the way through last season, and I thought the way, you know, that it was a no-brainer to sign him up. He wasn't asking for, like, I mean, he's asking for an astonishing amount, but he had earned that, and it was, I thought, a far more straightforward decision than the club had made it out to be. And he was probably within his rights to play it out in public a little bit, because that ultimately was the factor in getting it done. I thought Saturday night is an out-of-order way to do things. And actually, that's one of the things. Like, Slot gets a little bit more honest as that goes on. And he is asked at one stage, like, does he have the right to complain? He has the right to complain. He doesn't have the right to say it to the press. Like, and it was quite the most straightforward answer he gave. And they've obviously punished him for it. Could they have downplayed this slightly?
Who? The club?
Liverpool. Yeah. Like, is this something that needed a nuclear option? And needed a big statement today about him not travelling and not being part of the squad. And, you know, like, I just wonder, is Salah coming from more than just being left out of the team? Why was he not brought on against Leeds?
But you see, I
don't mind him being left out of the team. I think it was probably time to try it a little bit without him. But they were winning
3-2.
They were winning 3-2 late in the game. They were 2-2 at around the time when you say we could probably do with a bit of Mo Salah here. And... you know, he's always scored against Leeds. Like, it's one of those, like, it's one of the lower teams of Premier League that you would still think Mo Salah would find a bit of space against. It didn't make any football sense not to even bring him on. So therefore, what's actually at play here?
Well, how could they have managed this better, the club?
I don't know. Did we need
leave him in the squad?
I don't know, really. But I kind of feel like statements and everything like that. Is this not like... this is an internal matter that will be dealt with between Mo and the club. Or, well, you know, and that's your statement. You don't really say any more than that, because like this is just a, like, it's not as if he said anything that was like total, like needs like FA punishment.
It's not an internal matter once Mo Salah stops in the mix zone.
How we deal with it is an internal matter.
Well, the comments that he made,
I feel like they poured fire on it.
The comments that he made,
gas on it,
did undermine Slot, because at the same time Slot's given his press conference and kind of downplaying Salah's omission from the team for the last three games. At the same time, Salah's speaking to journalists saying that I have no relationship with this guy, we haven't spoken, and yet, like, it's completely contradicting what Slot is saying. His press. So it makes Slot look really bad. So in that sense, because he's a club employee, Salah, like, they've got to discipline him.
Remember, if you want to hear that back in its entirety, you can do so now in the OTB Daily podcast feed for free. Last season's finalists, Inter, are up to fourth in the Champions League table. They have 4 wins from 5. They were beaten by Atletico Madrid 2 weeks ago with a late goal. Inter beat Como 4-0 on Saturday, so Christian Kivu's side are third in Serie A, just a point behind Milan and Napoli. Kickoff at the San Siro tonight is 8 o'clock. Elsewhere in the Champions League, Chelsea will hope to maintain their place in the top 8 when they play Atalanta away from home. Enzo Maresca's side will have to do without midfielder Cole Palmer for that game in Italy. The Italian says the England international is being rested following a spell out injured.
It's part of his process in this moment. He's not available. He can play 2 games in a row in 3 days. So we plan that, and it's just a way to protect him.
Meanwhile, Alejandro Garnacho says he's no regrets about how he left Manchester United. The Argentine fell out with United boss Ruben Amorim before making the move to Stamford Bridge in the summer.
Sometimes in life you have to change things to maybe take a step forward or to improve as a player. And yeah, I think it was the right moment.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank hopes they can build some momentum by winning consecutive matches at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium tonight. Spurs picked up a rare home win in the Premier League at the weekend when they beat Brentford. Tonight they host Slavia Prague. Frank's not expecting an easy game though.
We know it can be very awkward and difficult against Slavia, but I have a good belief that we can come out and perform well again.
Both of those games kick off at 8 o'clock. The action gets underway at the earlier time of 3:30 today, with Kairat Almaty up against Olympiakos in Kazakhstan. Bayern and Sporting kick off in Munich from 5:45. Then at 8, Barcelona play Eintracht Frankfurt at the newly renovated Camp Nou for the first time in the Champions League. Monaco take on Galatasaray. PSV play Atletico, and Union Saint-Gilloise host Marseille.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
If your appliances can't handle the holiday hosting heat, December deal drops at Lowe's makes upgrading easy. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members save an additional $40 on the Whirlpool electric range and the over-the-range microwave. Plus, get up to 60% off select ladders so you can deck all the halls. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Manchester United are within a point of the Premier League's top four after last night's comfortable 4-1 win away to bottom side Wolves. Bruno Fernandes scored twice, while Brian Mbeumo and Mason Mount got the other goals. Ruben Amorim says conceding an equaliser late in the first half gave them the shot in the arm they needed.
We scored a goal, we have the game control, we are creating chances, no chances for the opposition, but we need to understand that in our moment anything can happen, and it doesn't matter the result, we need to push forward, and we did that in the second half.
United's next game is against Bournemouth next Monday night at Old Trafford, and Amorim says the Cherries will provide a tougher test.
In our club, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the run that you have, the moment if you played quite well the last game. What matters is the way we are going to play the next one.
Kobbie Mainoo was introduced as a second half sub last night, and with much speculation around his possible departure from the club on loan in January, Mark Critchley of The Athletic joined Ger Gilroy and Adrian Barry on Off the Ball Breakfast and explained why the fans would be disappointed to see that happen.
That we've spent the last 5 or 6 minutes talking about it, and the name Kobbie Mainoo has not been mentioned. You don't feel that he's part of the solution?
Well, it's the evidence suggests he isn't at the minute. Personally, I think that it would be that he's got something to offer. I struggle with anybody who feels that he doesn't. I think, but clearly he hasn't started a Premier League game this season. And this comes to the fore every so often. It's starting to build up a little bit of noise again as we approach the January transfer window. His situation is really difficult, I think, for him personally, you know, for his career development. He isn't getting the amount of minutes that he needs. He is also still very young. He's somebody who had a lot happen for him very quickly. He broke into the United team. Then he was playing a European Championship final within 8 months of that. So he's somebody who, you know, whose star has risen so fast that I think it's slightly outpaced what will be any typical young midfielder's trajectory of development. So there is that complicating factor within it. But at the same time, if you're telling me that he's not worth more than, well, not worth more than a single start in the Premier League this season, then I just can't believe that. I feel that what you hear, the reason for him not playing at the moment is that it's to do with his mobility. It's to do with the fact that Amorim's system has two midfielders. It needs people to be able to cover ground. It needs people to be able to, you know, do things at one end of the pitch and the other. And maybe that's not always been Maynard's strength. And to be honest, it hasn't. And I can see that. I can see that critique of his game. And I think it's probably accurate and certainly relatively speaking towards against other midfielders in the squad. But what he does give you is that he's so calm in possession. If you're up against a side that's going to press you, then he can move the ball in tight spaces, work it out of there, and get you up the pitch. And I think that's a really valuable thing in football as it is right now, in the sort of tactical environment that we're in. It's something that United missed historically before Maynard broke into the side. That was why there was such excitement about him coming in. But it feels like it's something that's not valued so much by the current manager. He's going to keep asking about him. I know he's sick of the questions by this point, but they will keep happening because I think a lot of fans look at Maynard not only as a really talented young player, but also as still the one remaining link that there is really in this first team squad to the traditions that United are supposed to represent, which is blood and young players through and a trust in the academy. You've seen Rashford leave, you've seen Garnacho leave. Maynard's the one that's left of any sort of senior level and he isn't getting the opportunities. And I think that is still a big bugbear for a lot of fans with the manager at the moment.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Wolves are already guaranteed to be bottom of the Premier League on Christmas Day. They're 13 points from safety without a league win all season. Manager Rob Edwards says it's especially disappointing having levelled late in the first half.
To start the second half as we did was really quite baffling. We gifted the three goals, the first three goals. You know, it was like watching maybe a kid's game for the elements of the first three goals that we gave away. So yeah, if you do that, at this level, you're not going to win.
Sligo Rovers boss John Russell has signed a new multi-year contract with the club. The Galway man played for Sligo before he took over as manager in the middle of 2022. Russell led Sligo to a seventh place finish last season. They had a good second half of the season and that got him a PFAI Manager of the Year nomination. Now, there was another edition of Matthew Brennan's Green Scene and Off the Ball Breakfast. This week, former Ireland underage international Alex Gilbert impressed, and that got him a place in this week's Team of the Week.
Alex Gilbert is our first midfielder. Now, Alex Gilbert played underage for Ireland quite a lot, I think another English-born player, but he's typically a winger, or a number 10, has always been for Middlesbrough, and spent the second half of last season on loan at Charlton in League One. Now, obviously, we talked a lot about Rob Edwards this morning, leaving that Middlesbrough job, and they're flying. They beat Hull 4-1, but their new manager, Kim Hellberg, he came over, I think he was managing over in Sweden. And he obviously spotted Alex Gilbert in training, who hadn't been playing at all for Middlesbrough this season. They've got quite a strong midfield, obviously. We know Alan Brown is playing for them, and Hayden Hackney, I've mentioned before, is a very talented player. But he came in and started in the six. He was playing as a defensive midfielder for Middlesbrough, having never really played there before and hadn't really played too much. He had a couple of minutes from the bench, maybe, I think, this season. and he picked up a goal and an assist, and by all accounts was absolutely excellent. So he's only 20, I think he's 23, 24 maybe as well. So look, as I was saying about lads coming into January, maybe looking for a move to get game time, or Aaron Connolly we speak about a good bit as well, maybe taking a gamble and going for a championship move. There's also instances like this where things can just fall into place for you. And I mean, we're not absolutely stacked in midfield, and I'm not suggesting at all. I'm not suggesting at all that he's going to be anywhere near an Ireland squad. But I mean, if he does manage to nail down a place in that Middlesbrough midfield, the team we were flying up the top of the championship, stranger things have happened. But a very interesting one, and absolutely one to keep an eye on, like totally brought in from the cold.
And if you want to hear The Green Scene back in full, you can do so in your OTB Football podcast feed. Now, remember, you can tune in to The Green Scene each and every Tuesday morning on Off The Ball Breakfast. You can listen to The Breakfast Show every morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube for free. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB Football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.